Okay, Renee Kelly is here. Let's get the numbers straight. You are the 13th district alder for the city of Racine, but the second district Racine County Board Supervisor.
That is correct.
Which job do you like more? Well, they're both my children. I love them both the same.
They're both so different. I would say I'm busier with the city job, but the county job I do enjoy. I serve on the Health and Human Services Committee, and I really do enjoy that, you know, talking about, mental health and some of our opioid issues that we have here in the county. So I do enjoy that.
Which people do you get along with more, the county board or the city of Racine Common Council?
It's a 50-50 split.
Well, you are a politician, aren't you?
No.
See, these are the type of jobs I'd last 9 seconds in because I tell everybody. Yeah. Well, I don't know if you were on the council in Racine when I had this box truck parked in front of my house every day. The guy across the street just parked it there. And his license plate was 2 years expired. And the cops didn't do anything about it. I called the cops. And they said, well, nothing we could do. Nothing you do. His license plate expired for 2 years. I see YouTube videos. They tow those suckers right out of town. So they wouldn't do anything. And I talked to the guy across the street and basically slammed the door in my face. He said, it's parked there. And, you know, you get out on your porch and all you see is a giant box truck there. So I went to the council meeting. I never had been to one before. And I get up to speak. And I just looked at them all and I said, here's what's going to happen. I said, I told them the box truck story. And I said, I spoke to Menards and I'm going to rent a box truck for the entire summer. I already priced it out. I'm going to pick one of your names in a hat. I'm going to park that box truck in front of your house for the entire summer. And I know there's nothing you can do about it because I went through this with the police and their quote was, there's nothing we could do about it. And everybody started looking down at their desk. Nobody was looking at me anymore.
Oh boy!
So I said, if nothing's going to be done, I'm going out in 1 week and renting that truck from Menards for 3 months. And I'm just going to park it there, take the keys, good luck. And the next day, the truck was removed from the front of my house. I don't know what happened.
Imagine that.
Yeah. And if they thought I was kidding, I wasn't. That's what I said to them. If you think right. I'm joking, I don't joke.
Mm-hmm.
And so it wasn't going to be that much money for 3 months. But... that's what I was going to do to get that box truck away.
Well, sometimes you got to do that.
Yeah.
Right. Get things done.
You weren't on the council when I made that threat.
I don't think so. No, I would have remembered something like that.
And after I made the threat, I said, have a good night. I walked out. Now, my wife was watching it on Channel 25 at the time. And she said, well, you came across really threatening. I wanted that box truck gone. Right. You want it gone.
Right.
Yeah, but I don't understand how the police, with a license plate that was expired for 2 years, why was that allowed on the street?
I don't know. It depends on the time frame, too. I know there were certain things, you know, during COVID time.
This was before COVID.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah, pretty sure, yeah.
Hmm. Interesting. Right. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you weren't involved, so you're good.
I got to get a free pass.
Okay, so let's start with the city council.
Okay.
Anything going on there I should know about? Because I live in the city of Racine, and... I know they're ripping up my street, Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
I know they got all the barrels from Spring Street. They moved them just onto Main Street. They just rolled them down the street and moved them onto Main Street. And I got a letter in the mail, and I called them up. They want to do something with the lead pipes or something. I forget what it was. And I said, well, how long is it going to take? Oh, 2-3 years, maybe. So a guy came to my door yesterday, and he said, well, it's going to take about 2 months. I said, what happened to 2 or 3 years? Because we got a new company doing it now. So they're going to tear up in front of my house. And I had to sign something saying they can come in. And yeah.
Yeah. So that's part of.
They want to get the lead out.
Yes. Part of the capital plan for some of the, I think, the safe and clean water dollars that the city received. My district's kind of boring. I mean, well, it depends on the day, I suppose.
So where is your district? It's the 13th district. Where does that border?
So shout out kind of on the edge of the district to Lee's Deli. So that my district kind of starts there at the corner of Washington and Flett. And then goes all the way to almost to this area here. So, Orchard and like Republic, kind of zigs and zags.
Yeah, take a few streets.
Yeah, yeah, it does. It's not like clear cut. So it's like I have some of 17th and then the rest is 16th. So
not that far from us.
No. And my county district overlaps that. So my aldermatic district for my county district is the smallest piece of the pie. And then I have three other aldermatic districts that it spans over. It actually goes all the way down to like Caron Butler and then all the way over to 21st. So it's a very large area.
Man. Okay. So other than the rotten roads in Racine that are all pothole-y and ripped up and shredded, what else is going on for the city of Racine we got to know about?
Well, for me, you know, unfortunately, we had an incident across the street from my house. We had a homicide a couple weeks ago. So just trying to work in my district to put a community meeting together. I'm working with the church, so I'm doing that right now. And like I said, my area is kind of boring other than that. You know, I am like really simplistic where I want like bike racks and I might want the little Christmas house painted or, you know, some flags put up in West Racine. So, you know, just stop signs, those kinds of things, public safety. And I do serve on the public safety and licensing committee. So that's, you know, right up my alley.
Were you involved in those by the zoo? They get those flashing yellow.
I was not.
Okay. So the other day I'm driving down Main Street and I'm getting there. I said, stop. Because the light was flashing yellow. Those, you know what I'm talking about? Those yellow flashers now they have on the. Yeah. I think what we have to do is we have to have a little more education on those.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're there. It's a good idea, but I wasn't paying attention to them. It was yellow.
Yes.
It should be red.
Yeah.
A red is what you stop at. Yellow is when you say, pass it through that. And there were people waiting to cross the street.
Oh.
So I did stop. But yeah, I think, and I had Jens Jorgensen in here the other day. And I didn't think about it because I never came across it until the other day. So
I think he pushed for those.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now we got to get some education on him.
Right. Because that would affect the people that are visiting the zoo, essentially.
No, that would affect the people on my front bumper as I go through. That's who it's going to affect. I hear this noise under the car. What's that?
Yes. Yeah.
So, yeah. And it's a great idea, but I think we need, they probably should have been red. I don't know. They can't do red because then people have to stop. And
I mean, as far as flashing signs go, I would like to see more stop signs that have the lights around them, you know, to kind of bring people's attention because I see people kind of blowing stop signs.
You want to see blowing stop signs?
Yeah.
Park yourself right on our stoop over here and just at the corner, right by the radio station, nobody stops. And they sometimes they make a half-hearted effort, but they go right through it.
Yeah.
And that's not a four-way stop. Now, give me the phone. Now it's mine. Give me the phone. This is like school. Remember the teacher? All right. Give me the toy. It's now you'll get it back at the end of the year.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. And people blow stop signs all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And this is I go out here every half hour to get some fresh air, get rid of the mold and the the asbestos out of my lungs. And I go outside, take a couple of days, and I watch them blow that stop sign.
Yeah.
And when 16th Street was being redone, all the cars were using Victory Avenue. Nobody stops at that. And I could see the sign.
We have that same problem. So there's multitude of accidents. And so I'm kind of like wondering what to propose at Wright and Washington Avenue. There's that kind of like little piece of land there where you have that other street. And it's almost like, you know, we almost need like a roundabout or something. There was an really bad accident there this past weekend.
No, we need people to stop at stop signs.
Yes. Well, that too. Education and maybe.
You don't need an education. If you've got a driver's license, you know an octagon red sign with the word stop in it means stop. Doesn't mean cruise through it. It means stop.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean step on the brake and keep going. It means stop. Especially if it's not a four-way stop. And so some car is going to nab you coming the other way.
Education.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have confidence in people like you do. We've got Renee Kelly in this morning, and we've got, she thinks this is going to be a fun chat. She doesn't know what's coming up. 13th District Alder for the City of Racine and 2nd District County Board Supervisor in Racine. Let's talk about, congratulations, by the way, finally, Spring Street has been resurfaced.
Amen. My son takes that way to work, so he's happy as well.
It's from the Pick and Save on down going west. They resurfaced the rotten road there. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. It now is a pleasure. Now the problem is when they did the other work by the hospital and further east, they ripped up that old thing and they patched it with concrete. And now it's bubble, 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 bubble.
At first I thought that was my car. I was like, something's wrong with my truck.
No. It's wrong with the patch jobs they do. I don't know why they just don't, when they add the concrete, why don't they just fix it? Do it right the first time. Come on, you're on the county board. You're on the city of Racine Council. This is your territory.
I know. Sometimes we have to pick and choose, you know, our battles with, you know, whether or not we're going to resurface or, you know, redo the entire road. So it's just depending on, you know, what's on the capital plan and what the level of, you know.
Do I have to run for county executive and the mayor? Do I need to do this to get this thing done?
Maybe mayor.
Yeah, but it's a county road.
Oh, yeah. Well.
Do I need to run for county executive to get that road fixed? And then I'll just resign after it's fixed. I'll just say, no. Well, gotta go.
You could sign a petition, maybe pass a petition out. And
the other horrible things are, and this is something we don't have control over, it's the railroads, those crossings. Mm. Some are nice. Some are just, your cars are going, your car's gonna, it's all doing gyrations going over the railroad tracks.
Some will take the bottom of your car out. Yes, absolutely.
What are we doing about that?
That I don't know.
When I had Melissa Caprillion in here, she actually got on one of those pickup trucks that rides on the tracks.
Oh, okay.
And they were showing her stuff. Yeah, they're showing it to you. What about fixing it? And again, it's the railroads have to fix it. But some of the railroad track crossings are wonderful. They have those metal things. Some of them are the wooden ones, and it's bum, 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 bum. You're traveling over, and you got to slow down. The guy behind you didn't want to stop, so now he's on your bumper.
Well, I can think of a couple spots, especially on the north side. There's one street over there. I don't know if that's High Street or not, but I don't know. Every time I go, when I come up to it, I automatically, like, my body tenses up and then I slow down because I know that it's going to be a rough go over that railroad track.
Yeah, the people at the car dealerships and all these bodies, oh, good, more bumps.
Yes.
Yeah, they're making money off this stuff.
Right.
And I don't know if it was always like that, and I'm just getting more sensitive as I get older. Mm-hmm. I never noticed it before.
Right.
All these potholes in the road.
Yeah.
But my wife once put a thing on Facebook years ago, the Pothole Patrol, and she didn't get a lot of response to it. But she wanted to keep track of a list of all the potholes.
Yeah.
Don't look at the clock. You're not going anywhere. We got a lot of work to do. You're going to be here until about 10 o'clock this morning.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, so what in the county now, not city of Racine, but the county, what's going on at the county board? Anything we need to know?
For my district, we're currently building the mental health facility that's on Taylor Avenue. So that's kind of exciting.
Oh, you have money for that, but not to fix the potholes. Okay, good. Let's go.
They have a lot of capital projects
which is more important. I know.
They have the new public safety building next to where the Ives Groves building is, where we have our meetings. And then a lot of the work that's being done at the marina. And, you know, we were way past our extended life on a lot of the things that needed to be done. So, you know, that was kind of a priority. So we'll see what happens when the budget is presented. Actually, they're going to be doing that early this year. So it was just announced this week that they'll be doing a budget presentation next month. So it'll be, you know, several weeks early to start the process this year.
That's like a lot of work.
The budget, yes.
No, everything involved in politics.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can't get two people to agree on anything. You have a lot of arguing in these, in the city and also the county? A lot of people arguing about
it? Well, it used to be not at the county so much, but recently I feel like some internal politics have taken over, which is unfortunate, but
Who's the troublemakers? Melissa?
No.
Is Melissa a troublemaker? Okay. you can tell me.
I'm not going to say any names, but, you know, I'm not in it for that. You know, I never ran for any seat. The original, I think you know every time I come in here, I tell the same story, but, you know, I ran because, for the city alderman because my house was shot. So, you know, it just wasn't getting the response.
You had a murderer across the street. Your house was shot.
I know. It's terrible. Yeah.
Wow.
My poor neighbors are so traumatized, you know, and so just putting together meetings so they can come and, you know, air their grievances and get some support is important to me, you know, and that's why I do that, you know.
Do you get people in the stores going up to you, Renee, get over here. They got a little thing in front of my house and my curb is a crack in it. I want to fix it.
Not at the store so much, but I, you know, it's like if I go down to like First Fridays or...
I haven't
been to in a hot minute, but
because they're drinking and now they go, go away. I want to talk to you about
this curb over here.
Yeah, I don't like
I'm like, no.
I got a guy across the street. Give me dirty looks. I want you to take care
of that. No, thanks. I'm
like,
good.
Like you're the mob or something where you can take care of that stuff.
Right.
I just couldn't deal with that. Mm-hmm. I just couldn't deal with it. I have a job where I don't have to deal with the public head on.
Right.
And that's, I love this job because I never have to deal with the public.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't deal with it. I'd be out of your job. They throw me out in 2 seconds because I couldn't deal with it.
I like helping people. I mean,
but I don't like complaining to me.
Right. This comes with the job.
I know.
With any job, really.
You have to be a special kind of person to want to do that kind of stuff.
Right. Yeah, I'm a fixer.
The higher you get, the less you have to deal head on with people getting fixed. But when you're on the level you're on, where you're right here in the city and you're in the county.
Yeah, you're right up in there.
How do you like your boss at the county?
Oh, Ralph, I love him. Yeah, he's great.
He was in here. Nice guy.
Yeah, he's good.
Does he give you free food at Piggly Wiggly?
Oh my gosh, no.
Okay. I didn't know if that's one of the perks.
No. He's a great guy.
$10 at the deli counter. I don't know. Yeah, good businessman, nice guy.
Uh-huh.
He was in here. He seemed like a really straight guy and good straight shooter and no problem.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's good. So nothing really
Nothing
we could sink our teeth into going, everything's smooth, huh?
Well, I wouldn't say so. Strap yourself in for the budget. It should be exciting on both county and city levels. It's just whatever's proposed. It depends on
how it's going to go. Does everybody have their pet projects?
Mine is going to be stop signs, but we'll see. You know, getting a little resistance from DPW on that.
Well, how expensive can a stop sign be?
Not much. It's just their favorite word is no. So I'm not kidding.
Their favorite word is no.
It is. It's like the running joke.
Well, why don't we put you on the side? You know those ones that the street, crossing guards have, that stop sign that goes either way?
Oh, yeah.
We'll put you on there.
Yeah.
Each week we'll give you a different location.
Right.
Schools. When does school start up?
My daughter's school starts next Wednesday.
Huh.
And so actually I took today off to go get all the school supplies and stuff. But I think RUSD starts the Monday or is it the Tuesday?
Really?
After? Yeah. Labor Day usually.
Where I come from, never had school starting before Labor Day. It was always the first Wednesday after Labor Day. Never in August. When I first moved to Wisconsin, I said, August? What are you doing to these poor kids?
Yes, but my daughter is done the week before Memorial Day is their finals. So.
No. We were always in like June 20th, June 21st, around there.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming in.
Yeah, I do want to say a couple quick things.
Shout-outs. Yeah. Go ahead.
I do want to say a shout-out to my coworker, who's part of my grants team. I got a new job. I'm working at Gateway. And so I'm part of the grants team over there. So I know Blanca listens to this morning show. So I wanted to give a shout out to her and the whole grants team. So go team. Sorry, I can't be there. I'll see you tomorrow morning.
All right. Well, that's great. I'm glad. First of all, I'm glad they listen. And number two, I'm glad you're doing well at your jobs.
Yes.
And when's the election up for you? Next 2 years, right?
For the city, it would be in the spring of 27.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You going to run again?
I don't know the answer to that question
yet. Every politician says that. Oh, I just threw out my arm doing that.
Oh, don't do that. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I just threw out my arm when I waved it at you. See, swift punishment.
Oh.
And what about the county? When does that job come up?
So that one this past April.
You can sit back and not do anything for two years. Okay.
Oh, my goodness. No.
You can sit back and relax, not do anything.
Yeah.
Thank you, Renee.
All right. Thank you.
Good luck to you.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, Renee Kelly, who is works for the city of Racine, it's your 13th district alder and works for the county as your second district. I just hurt my arm. Second district county board supervisor. That sounds important. County board supervisor.
Yeah.
Like you keep your
nice little ring.
Yeah, it's got a nice thing to it. Disc jockey never had a good ring to it. Always sounded cheap and sleazy.
Right.